This is Arsene Wenger. Welcome to FIFA Training Center.
Welcome to the final episode of FIFA Insight Live, a Training Center podcast. Throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup, we've been taking you inside the game with the technical study group, analysing every match. There's been heartache, there's been joy. This tournament just kept on giving right until the end. And now, Lionel Messi and Argentina are world champions. Our experts have caught their breath and are ready for one last episode as they break down all the action between Argentina and France.
So there we have it, Argentina, World Cup champions here at the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022. We are just leaving Lusail Stadium after one of probably what we could say is one of the best finals for a long, long time. In the car with me is Pascal Zubabula, Duri Char, Harry Lowe, Jurgen Klinsmann, Mr. Alberto Zaccaroni, and myself, Chris Loxton. Let's start with how it ended. Zubi, Martinez, save, and a miss from France as well, but he dived the right way. Talk me through the keeper's performance tonight.
I don't know really where to start, because what a great game, what a great publicity for the football, emotions, passion. It was still crazy, this game, and for goalkeeping side also. As I mentioned before, I don't know really where to start, because after 120 minutes it was 3-3. Yeah, and for a goalkeeper, not really fantastic to concede three goals. But I have to start on the back, and it was on the last chance what Mouani had for France, a one versus one situation against Martinez, and a fantastic block for Martinez and reflex with his left foot, and that was the crucial save, the save of the this game. I have to say, it was unbelievable. And then after the penalty shootout, as we know already, Martinez is a fantastic penalty killer. He's a crazy, positive, crazy goalkeeper. And he's a guy who celebrates his goal. Sometimes he's a little bit unfair, maybe, when he laid the ball on the side for the penalty taker to shoot his next penalty. Yeah, but this is the games from a goalkeeper. And finally, if you win, and if you are winning the World Cup, then you're on the right direction. And so far, he saved also in the penalty shootout, the penalty. And the second one, he it was on the right side again. And he is unbelievable on the line. His explosivity, it's unbelievable, really. And during the 120 minutes, he didn't have really a lot of things to save. And on the other side, with Hugo Lloris, they went 2-0 down, and he couldn't make anything on these two goals against him. But then, I have to say, Hugo Lloris kept the team up, because he made some nice saves in the second half, in the 90 minutes, and then also in the extra time he was there on place, and he didn't make any mistake. But as I mentioned in the beginning, three goals for each goalkeeper is a little bit special. But this is and that was a crazy final, but a big massive publicity for the football. And I'm still so excited, and I could talk even much more longer now.
And Duri, let's talk about the first half, because the first half was Argentina's.
Was a great game. I mean, Argentina played very well until the 80 minutes, so they had the control over the game, and it looks like long time that Argentina had the trophy in their pocket. Scaloni bring Di Maria from the beginning and put him on the nut on the right, on the left side, and he scored the goal, and he was present, and he was always dangerous in the final third, and the Messi was always dangerous when he had the ball, and Alvarez running a lot for the team and out of position and with the ball, and the three midfielders, Fernandes and De Paul and McAllister, playing again a great game in the midfield zone, but after the 80 minutes, the penalty was a moment where it changed the game. And we could see French had the quality. Mbappé was there, and Mbappe scored two goals in 5 minutes, I think, and the game was again 2-2. And then after the equalizer in the extra time was an open game, I think both teams had great chances to score goals. But Argentina played over the tournament, over the games, all the games, a great football with a lot of passion, energy. Scaloni, the head coach, found after the first game shock against Saudi Arabia more and more his best team, and end of the game Messi have the big trophy what he want, and big compliment for the Argentina team.
Thierry, Argentina's strong start, or even France's slow start, was emphasised in the data as well. We look at receptions in behind. Argentina had 9, France had 0. And Di Maria, that you spoke about, he received the ball in behind 7 times out of the 9. So he had a really strong game, and you could see how they were trying to use him down that left side. France, they struggled to get Giroud in the game. He was obviously taken off before half time. After Lloris, he received the ball the fewest times with 8 receptions. Mbappe as well, 9 receptions in the first half, so struggling to get those two into the game. Line breaks, you mentioned Messi, they did 9, like I said, 9 defensive line breaks, but Messi did 4 of those on his own. So really strong game from Messi, obviously scoring 2 goals himself.
Alberto, fantastic final. Give us your thoughts on the final.
It obviously was a very, very exciting match. It was an unbelievable, beautiful World Cup with a final that was beyond expectations. You know, it was two teams that full of quality, the game full of drama. Obviously, it went all the way to penalty shootout. But in general, just saying that, giving all the compliments to both teams and congratulations to Argentina. It's been an amazing World Cup. I think we all football fans tonight witnessed something incredible, something that really happens very, very rarely, to have a World Cup final ending 3-3 and going to penalty shootout, which you thought it's already decided after 80 minutes in a time, 2-0 up, Argentina controlled the game. They thought it's all done. And then they give away a penalty, and Mbappe scores the 2-1, and suddenly France is back in the game and finds new energy. And a few minutes after that, Mbappe puts another one in, a beautiful volley in the long corner, and the whole stadium was just under shock. And then we went into an extra time full of opportunities on both sides. You just remember the 120th minute when Zubi mentioned, you know, the unbelievable save by Martinez. But from that save on, it developed another counter break on the other side. And Lautaro Martinez had the chance, actually, on the other side for Argentina with a header that he put wide to finish the goal, the game basically with another goal in the very last second of extra time. I mean, it was so much drama that it's really difficult to put it all into words, but it was a wonderful World Cup, exciting games, and I think Argentina really deserved to win this World Cup and bring it home to Argentina after such a long time. Last time was 1986, and give France a huge compliment coming back in the game. And obviously, with Mbappe scoring 3 goals in a World Cup final, it's just insane that he didn't win it. But we feel for Messi. He's towards the end of his career, probably. I'm just saying probably because we don't know. And he, with 2 goals on the scoreboard, but also then getting the best player of the tournament award, is an amazing, amazing achievement, and huge congratulations.
Yeah, and generally he was fantastic, very active on this tournament with France. He played very good games, and he was also today really ready to show that he is one of the best world goalkeepers. As you know, he had also already a very good previous World Cup in 2018, but today again he couldn't win the trophy. In 2018 he left the trophy, but if you are talking about the Golden Glove, you know, today it was Martinez. He was too important for his team again. Okay, and now we have a fantastic noise outside here. If you want to hear a little bit.
Yeah. They are all supporters of Argentina. Vamos! Okay. It's a big party here, by the way. Sorry if I'm not so concentrated. Chris, what you asked me before? No, it was fantastic. You know, Martinez was too important for his team today, again in the penalty shootout, and the Hugo Lloris made a great tournament, and he showed up with 37 years, he's still so in a good shape, yeah, okay, but it was, I think, his last World Cup, okay, we never know with goalkeepers, for him, it was again a fantastic tournament, but you don't want to lose finals. Finals are here for winning, and he made everything today that France could win, but unfortunately Argentina had the better goalkeeper in the penalty shootout especially.
So you can hear the horns, you can hear the cars backfiring. It's also Qatar National Day here in Doha. I'm sure the Argentinian fans are going to keep the party going all night long and into the early hours of the morning. Thank you all for listening. This is a FIFA Insight podcast. This is the last one from the FIFA World Cup. We hope you've enjoyed it. And that is all from our team. And we look forward to speaking to you all again soon.
You've been listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Highway 61 production for FIFA Training Center. For more information and insights throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup, visit fifatrainingcenter.com.